ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast, and now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami. Yay!
Could this be LIV Golf's season on the brink? The fifth season, that's right, five seasons of the upstart LIV Golf League teed off today in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. This year's season opener is being played in the home country of the league's $1 trillion owner, the Saudi Public Investment Fund. LIV Golf will feature some of golf's top names, like Americans' Bryson DeChambeau, Spain's Jon Rahm and Sergio Garcia, and Australia's Cam Smith. Each of those is a major championship winner. But differentiating themselves from the PGA Tour, LIV Golf starts each and every round at the same time for every player. With 57 golfers in the average field, these guys are positioned at each of the 18 tee boxes as a shotgun start begins play. The daily playing conditions are then identical for all of the golfers. I really do like that concept. You'll also find LIV Golf's unique four-player team concept as well. A significant pool of prize money is paid to the top three golf teams, which have the lowest composite scores at the end of each tournament. This encourages every LIV golfer, from the first place leader to the last place golfer, to try hard every round to help their own team score. You'll continue to hear music this year also being played over the loudspeakers around the golf course during play. It doesn't seem to affect the players one way or the other, but the LIV Golf fans seem to like their music as they try to turn golf tournaments into a party for the fans. And now it's time for a Swamp Swami rant alert. LIV Golf fans have got to play Fox Sports Whack-A-Mole again this season. The 14 LIV Golf events for 2026, and only four of them are being played in the USA, will be televised again by Fox Sports. But good luck trying to find the action on television from day to day. For example, today, on Wednesday, the first round in Saudi Arabia began on FS1, but then 2 hours later, us viewers were told to hightail it over to FS2 in order to continue watching the golf action. But note to LIV Golf, many U.S. cable providers don't even carry FS2. To watch LIV Golf on television again this season, you're going to need a combination of these television outlets for your day-to-day viewing of the tournament. You might need your local Fox TV affiliate, and or FS1, FS2, Fox Business Network, and the Fox Sports app over the internet. Now, these same issues occurred last season, but they're being repeated again in 2026. The U.S. channel surfing options might be a little bit more tolerable if LIV could also simulcast the entire televised round via the internet, perhaps a LIV Golf app, as a service to us viewers. LIV Golf should make viewing as easy as possible to up their game. This maddening game of Fox Sports Whack-A-Mole is a major pain for American golf fans to endure. It should have been addressed and resolved during the offseason. These golfers have said goodbye to LIV. In late December, it was five-time golf major champion Brooks Koepka walking out of LIV Golf's door as he announced a decision to rejoin the PGA Tour this year. And last week, former Masters champion Patrick Reed announced that he was no longer under contract with LIV Golf in 2026. He wants to return to the PGA Tour, just like Brooks Koepka. Now, keep in mind that LIV Golf doled out over $150 million in signing bonuses just to snare Brooks Koepka and Patrick Reed less than 4 years ago. Koepka recently worked out a deal with the PGA Tour, and he was allowed to compete at last week's stop in San Diego. Patrick Reed's defection from LIV Golf comes just 1 week before his former LIV Golf four-player team called the Four Aces would start to set this 2026 golf season. That left LIV Golf's Four Aces a card short. Team captain Dustin Johnson and Belgium's Thomas Datry and Thomas Peters scrambled to find a substitute to take Patrick Reed's spot in this week's season-opening event. Patrick Reed pocketed over $42 million in tournament earnings during his 4 years on the LIV Golf Tour starting in 2022, and that was in addition to his initial signing bonus. The PGA Tour has announced that they will not allow Patrick Reed to return to their tour until 12 months following his last appearance in a LIV Golf event. That was back in August of 2025. So in the meantime, Patrick Reed went out and scored a victory just 10 days ago while playing on the DP World Tour, formerly the European Tour. Reed plans to enter several more of those events, why not, this spring and summer, until he's cleared to return on the PGA Tour this summer. But na 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 na, hey hey hey, the LIV story of Kevin Na. It's Sorry about that. The five-time PGA Tour winner Kevin Na also took the leap over to LIV Golf in June of 2022. The 42-year-old Na has quietly amassed $38 million worth of PGA Tour earnings over his 17-year career. When he moved over to LIV Golf, Kevin Na was made the team captain of the Iron Heads Golf Club in 2022. He didn't win a tournament in his years at LIV Golf, but Kevin Na still managed to pocket more than $11 million in four seasons. But surprisingly, South Korean-born Kevin Na was booted off his own LIV Golf team recently. He's been replaced by journeyman PGA golfer Ben Ahn. The LIV Golf team also renamed itself to the Korean Golf Club for 2026. But ironically, one of the team's current players is none other than New Zealand-born Danny Lee. Yeah, Lee was born in South Korea, though. His family moved to New Zealand when he was 8 years old. Upon getting booted from LIV Golf, Kevin Na has also requested to be allowed back onto the PGA Tour soon, but his reinstatement status has not yet been announced. Also, Pat Perez packed up his LIV Golf bag and left too. Former LIV golfer Pat Perez, who's a three-time PGA Tour winner, is also seeking his PGA Tour reinstatement. The 49-year-old Perez was cut by LIV Golf after a dismal 2024 season, but then returned as their on-course television announcer last year. Like Kevin Na, Pat Perez is waiting to hear whether he'll be allowed to tee it up again on the PGA Tour. Perez will also turn 50 in March, might opt to play in the PGA Champions Senior Tour at some point. But the biggest question remains, will LIV Golf's top draw, Bryson DeChambeau, stay or go after this season? The charismatic 32-year-old Bryson DeChambeau won the U.S. amateur title and later added two U.S. Open major championships to his trophy case. In 2022, DeChambeau pocketed a reported $125 million signing bonus from LIV Golf in order to join the fledgling golf tour. And he's earned another $50 million in tournament winnings during his 4 years playing for LIV Golf. DeChambeau has worked hard to build his own personal brand during this period. His YouTube channel attracts millions of younger viewers. DeChambeau's popularity has been one of the few bright spots for the LIV Golf brand. His four-man LIV Golf team, called the Crushers, is a big fan favorite as well. Bryson DeChambeau's contract with LIV Golf will expire at the end of the Tour's 2026 golf season this coming August, and word has it he's asking for upwards of $500 million
Excellent.
In order to sign a contract extension to remain with the Saudi-backed golf group. Well, LIV Golf hasn't helped matters recently if they want DeChambeau to stick around. One big change coming for this year at LIV Golf has not set well with the popular Bryson DeChambeau. LIV, by the way, is the number 54 in Roman numerals, used to play 54-hole tournaments for 3 days in previous years, and this helped to differentiate the league from the PGA Tour's 72-hole four-day events. A stodgy golf organization calling itself the Official World Golf Rankings assigns numerical rankings to professional golfers based on their finishes every week. Their board of directors, though, had been unwilling to grant any points at all to the top finishers for LIV Golf over the past 4 years due to their 54-hole events. That issue has been a big sore spot for LIV golfers ever since the league was formed in 2022. The OWGR rankings are used to determine which golfers can receive an invitation to play in some of the four major golf events every year. The LIV golfers have earned zero ranking points for 4 years now, and the top players keep falling down in the world ranking list. For example, LIV Golf's Jon Rahm was once ranked number one in the world at the time he signed with LIV Golf 3 years ago. But despite winning twice in the last three seasons and rarely finishing out of the top 10, Jon Rahm is now ranked number 96 in the world golf rankings this week. To appease the overlords of the rankings, though, LIV Golf has now agreed to start playing 72-hole events this year. The world ranking body announced on Tuesday of this week that LIV Golf's top 10 weekly finishers will now be graciously awarded points for their new 72-hole events. But Bryson DeChambeau spoke up recently, saying that the initial premise for LIV Golf was to be different from the PGA Tour. And he's been in favor of maintaining the 54-hole tournaments to bring more focus and urgency to the golfers on the golf course every day. He said recently, "It's definitely changed away from what we had been initially told it was going to be. We didn't sign up to play 72 holes every week." Well, what's going to happen if Bryson DeChambeau decides to skedaddle and leave LIV Golf after this season? DeChambeau is one of the league's biggest draws. His enthusiastic personality and length off the tee have been a much-needed bright spot for LIV Golf. The PGA Tour is not going to admit this publicly, but they would love to see Bryson DeChambeau return to help put the proverbial nail into the LIV Golf coffin. Yes, LIV Golf would still retain former number one golfer Jon Rahm under contract, along with Australia's Cam Smith and 53-year-old Phil Mickelson. Though LIV Golf has lost an estimated $2 billion during their first four seasons, the Saudi Public Investment Fund seems quite proud of owning their own worldwide golf league. And as you know, oil money flows literally out of the ground and into their bank to replace the massive losses of LIV Golf. The PGA Tour has started to lure several of the more popular golfers back by offering a more family-friendly U.S.-based tour. Because LIV Golf's far-flung worldwide events do make it a bit difficult on the golfers with young families like Brooks Koepka. The reputation of LIV Golf is now starting to sink as more top golfers start to bail out and return to the PGA Tour. The loss of Bryson DeChambeau, if it happens in 2026, would be very difficult for them to overcome. This would seem to be a great time for LIV Golf to go out and broker a peace deal with the PGA Tour. For example, allow the golfers on both pro tours to participate in a limited number of events on either tour every year. And while you're at it, would you please fix that Fox Sports whack-a-mole TV coverage for me? I'm Swamp Swami.